It's Wednesday, the 20th of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Following the conclusion of voter registration for the November regional councils and local authority elections last night, attention now shifts to the next phase of preparations. Electoral Commission of Namibia Chief Electoral and Referenda Officer Peter Sharma explains what's next.
What will happen is that we are going to upload the data. We will now commence the preparation, the provisional voters register. Once we are done with that one, we'll display the provisional voters register for objection by any registered political party or organization or any registered Namibians. Maybe a person did not meet the requirement to be included in the voters register, and they will have that period until it goes to the magistrate or electoral tribunal. Once it is finalized, whether there will be objections or there will be no objection, then we are now going to prepare the final voters register.
The organization Undoing Tax Abuse has called on South Africa's tourism minister, Patricia de Lille, to back the tourism board after its CEO, Nombulelo Guliwe, was suspended. The suspension follows reports revealing governance breaches linked to a 4 million rand payment for the failed Dubai Expo during the COVID-19 pandemic. Outer CEO Wayne Duvenhage urged the minister to appoint a new chairperson to ensure accountability and safeguard taxpayers' money. Staying with tourism, efforts by some African countries to attract luxury tourism have yielded limited benefits for local communities, with new research by the University of Manchester saying that it often causes more harm than good.
New research in the African Studies Review suggests that while African governments are promoting luxury tourism as high value, low impact, that's not always the case. The study found that all-inclusive resorts often isolate tourists from local communities, hire few local workers, and redirect spending abroad. The most profitable eco-lodges are foreign-owned, with much of the revenue flowing to overseas agencies and imported goods. Researchers warn this model deepens inequality, concentrating profits among foreign companies and small local elite, while most tourism jobs remain low paid. In Kenya, tensions boiled over last week when a local activist filed a lawsuit to block a new Ritz-Carlton Safari Lodge in the Masai Mara. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
The White House has confirmed talks are underway to find a venue to host negotiations between President Vladimir Putin of Russia and President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. Trent Murray has more from Berlin.
German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has said it's hoped a meeting between President Putin and President Zelensky could be arranged within 2 weeks. It comes after Politico reported that Hungary's capital Budapest is being considered as one potential venue. The Swiss government has announced that Geneva could also be used and that it would offer Putin immunity from his international arrest warrant to attend the talks. AFP has reported that during Monday's meeting with European leaders, Putin told President Trump that President Zelensky could travel to Moscow for the summit, an idea that Kyiv has pushed back against. Trent Murray, Berlin.
And finally, the Namibia Q Sport Federation hosted a women's pool tournament in Windhoek over the weekend, where 16 players competed for ranking points and the championship title. Kellyanne Williams emerged victorious, claiming the 2025 Women's Championship.
Well, I have to say that's still great, being number one again. I will still fight to stay number one. Even though I had a lot of competition today, few players did give me a challenge, like Charmaine, Charmonay, India, Celeste, even Anyao, because she was my tiebreaker to win or lose. So yeah, they did give me a tough time this time. Yeah, so I'm proud of myself this year.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.